WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Some people think that Mozart's greatest contribution to music is his series of later piano concertos. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says technically they're not the hardest music, but stylistically, these works demand an elegance of style that doesn't trivialize them. Lloyd is excited about a new Mozart concerto series by the Japanese pianist Mitsuko Uchida, but he has some reservations.
Mozart lovers have been ecstatic about the sonata recordings by Mitsuko Uchida that have been coming out on Philips over the past few years. Here was a young pianist of unusual refinement and dexterity, one whose delicate touch didn't diminish Mozart to music box triviality. Now Uchida has begun a series of Mozart concertos with the English Chamber Orchestra under Geoffrey Tate. This young British conductor's work at the Metropolitan Opera, especially Mozart, and his Mozart and Haydn symphony recordings on Angel have impressed both critics and people who love music. Their new Philips album includes two of the most sublimely beautiful Mozart piano concertos of all, number 22 in E-flat and number 23 in A. These heavenly works are not completely unclouded. Their slow movements, with some of Mozart's most astonishing writing for winds, are moments of stillness, of reflection, of quiet contemplation. In Keats's Ode on Melancholy, the poet discovers that joy's grape can't be tasted unless it's crushed against his palate fine. Mozart, too, knows that in the very heart of joy there is sorrow. He shares this intuitive premonition that on earth, the more intense the joy, the sooner it will end. You can hear something of this, for example, in the opening of the slow movement of the 23rd concerto, the only slow movement in all of Mozart's piano concertos marked Adagio. Some of this momentary melancholy even invades the high spirits of the fast movements. You can hear a little of it, for example, in the heartbreaking little minuet that interrupts the last movement of the 22nd concerto, which Mozart probably wrote several years after he sketched out the 23rd concerto.
Thank you.
These Mozart performances by Mitsuko Uchida and Jeffrey Tate are so elegant, so intelligent, that I'm reluctant to express any reservations. Maybe the performers know too much. There's an element of innocence or mystery that I wish I could hear more of. They make me feel that what they know, they've learned very well. But don't the very greatest performances convince you that the performers are also discovering something, that they themselves are living through and feeling what they play? It's clear that on this new record, Uchida and Tate know that beneath Mozart's gorgeous surfaces lie tears. What I'm not sure about is how many of those tears they are actually shedding themselves.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed a recording of Mozart's 22nd and 23rd piano concertos performed by Mitsuko Uchida on the Philips label.